The four people returned to Tel Aviv on Thursday morning with those of a mother and two children, along with 84-year-old peace activist Odette Lifshitz. Before handing over the coffins to the Red Cross, they were placed on a stage with armed Hamas gunmen wearing black and camouflage uniforms surrounding them. Plaques were placed on the coffins with slogans blaming Israel for their deaths. Antonio Guterres says he is appalled by the handover and that under international law, any handover of a dead person's remains must comply with the prohibition of cruel, inhumane and degrading treatment, a sentiment shared by the UN's human rights chief, who says the handover flies in the face of international law. Another six hostages are due to be freed by Hamas on Saturday. Jody Jacobs, New York.